How's it going, everybody? My name is Ryan. Welcome back to the Daily Nerd Devo. So recently I learned about two games that are coming out this holiday season that I am very excited about. They come out together as a two-pack, and they aren't new. They're actually, they go pretty far back. I believe one is originally for the Xbox, and one was originally for the Nintendo 64. I am, of course, talking about the Star Wars 2-pack, Republic Commando, and Episode 1 Racer. Both games I enjoyed quite a lot, even though I wasn't good at either of them. Both a lot of fun. Republic Commando is a first-person shooter where you control Delta Squad, a group of elite clone troopers, where you play the leader of the squadron, Boss, and you also have, I believe it says, indirect control of Scorch, Fixer, and Sev. I even have little figures for these guys at one point. And then Episode 1 Racer is a pod racing game. Now this is pod racing. It is actually surprisingly just good and enjoyable. You can take control of, I think there were 6 or 8, maybe 10 different pod racers and pilots of those pod racers, and there were different tracks and different planets, and they were just both good games. What I think is interesting about them is that in the broader context of Star Wars, they showed us things at that point that we maybe hadn't seen before. You saw planets in more detail that you hadn't seen in either game, frankly, than you hadn't seen before. In Episode 1 Racer, you saw more about the people Anakin raced against on Tatooine. You saw them in other contexts, and you learned more about them and their pod racers. And Republic Commando, you went on all these missions and you learned more about the clone troopers and their upbringing and just all these different things. They gave more context to the things around them, and the things around them give more context to them. You could play either game and probably not know anything about Star Wars and probably still enjoy both of them. But I think they're better if you know Star Wars. And I think Star Wars is more interesting if you've experienced them. If you haven't, that's cool, but I recommend them. They're coming to Switch this year. Try them out. I say all this to say that I think the Bible is the same. We all have verses we attach to. My mom's favorite verses are numbers 6, 24 through 26. I'm a big fan of John 3:16, like most people. But the verse that stands out to me is one that I think is a little maybe underutilized, but goes right along with John 3:16, which is, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth him should not perish, but have everlasting life." But the verse that comes after it, John 3:17, "For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved." John 3:16 quite obviously stands on its own and tells an incredible story, an incredible message for what God wants for us as his children. But I think 3:17 adds this context to it that I think means a lot, that shows us even more about how God feels about us, about who God is, about how he treats us. You know, that he didn't send Jesus to condemn us, but that through his Son, we get to be saved. I think if you have an opportunity, take some verses, some chapters you really like, and look at them in the greater context of what's around them in the Bible. I know Mike Perna recently talked about something very similar with 1 Corinthians. There is so much that you can get by looking at the broader picture of these things that expands what they can mean to you and what they can mean to others. And I think that's not something we should pass up the opportunity for. That's all the time we have for today. If you want to hear more Daily Nerd Devos every single weekday, subscribe to the podcast, come and hang out with us on the Facebook page, over at the Nerd of God Squad. I'm Ryan for the Daily Nerd Devo, and until next time, remember, God made you special, and he loves you very much.